Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. And Dr. Gregory is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head-on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in live to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak to Dr. Williams and his guests. Now, here is Dr. Williams.
Welcome, welcome to the very first show of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. We don't have to be so formal. I am just Greg, and I just want to welcome you to the program tonight. And I am so excited to get to spend not the half hour that I have blasted out across the email world. It's going to be an hour-long program every week on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, and it's literally going around the world this very moment. And I just want to welcome you, and I hope you sit back and enjoy and just participate. Would love to hear from you this evening. And like Doug said at the very beginning, the phone number to call in toll free, it won't cost you a penny, everything's free tonight, 888-627-6008. And I am literally sitting in my home looking out the awesome windows that face the Texas Medical Center and watching the beautiful sun set and the sun go down on the most beautiful and awesome place in this world, Houston, Texas. And I have the privilege of working at the Baylor College of Medicine in the best department at Baylor College of Medicine, the OB-GYN department. And I have the best two bosses, Dr. Meg Ferris, just an awesome individual, and the chairman of our department is Dr. Michael Belfort, just a genius when it comes to OB-GYN work, and just an unbelievable physician, but more important, an unbelievable human being. And it's an honor to have their support, and hopefully they're listening tonight also. We have Doug Newsom. Doug is a new friend of mine. He is him and his twin brother Don own this BBS radio network, and he is actually on the switchboards tonight producing and taking all of the calls. We have all kinds of lines available for you to be able to call in. And I believe throughout this hour-long show, I have a couple, two or three friends that's going to call in, tell me about the work that they are doing, tell me about some of the exciting things that they have written about in books that have come out or one that's actually coming out very, very soon. And then we also have one of the most beautiful people that works with ACEs Connection, ACEs Adverse Childhood Experiences. She will be calling in later on to let me know what's going on and the latest cutting edge that's happening in the ACEs world. And, you know, to be honest with you, the purpose of this show isn't for you to go out and buy my book. It isn't for you to spend money. I think the purpose of this show is just to allow the message of hope to go out right into your radios or your cell phones or to your computers and give you a chance to call in, talk, ask questions of some of the best guests, and I honestly believe this, in this field, in the world, that we're going to have on in the next few weeks, and it's going to be exciting to have you be a part of the show. And it's not going to just be, although I called the show Breaking the Silence, it's not going to be just people that are, it's going to be, you know, horrific childhood abuse stories every week like mine. No, I think I want it to be about people that have dealt with pain and overcome that pain and have discovered a few key things that can help them and help you that they have learned in that process, and being able to tell their story in such a way that it helps other people. And to be honest with you, at 56 years old, just had a birthday not too long ago, at 56 years old, I'm the happiest that I've ever been, even though I experienced the kind of child abuse that I have in the past years. And I'm happy because I'm helping other people. And I finally found my purpose in life, and that's to be able to talk like this with people around the world. We already have people calling in, which is awesome. Just one second, we'll get to those. But just able to make a difference in other people's lives. And as I travel the country talking, and I was just up in McKinney, Texas, and I met some of the most awesome people, the teachers that teach our children in preschool and Mother's Day outs and child care centers and things of that order. Just an awesome conference. And I had the ability to meet some wonderful people, but just to get to have that feedback and forth of talking with them and helping them, every time I get to do that, it helps me. Now, one thing I want to do, although we have a jam-packed show tonight, and I'm not used to doing radio shows by myself, so hopefully next week we'll have a guest, and hopefully I'm going to have my guest host eventually join with me, and we'll be talking about that in the weeks to come. But my promise to you is this. If you take the time to listen in on this show every week, I promise you that you will receive 1, 2, 3, maybe even a dozen nuggets of truth and hope that you will be able to immediately apply to your life, and it's going to make a positive impact on you and possibly those people around you, and it could possibly even change your life. So, don't you think you deserve a few moments for you? Just as soon as we wake up in the morning, you check your cell phone, you check your computer, you check so many different things, you watch the news, you get on Good Morning America, and they're bombarding you with all this political stuff, and the stock market going crazy, and the stress starts building up. Before you ever get a chance to put your britches on to go to work, you already have your mind and your world starting to pile up with stress. So what I want this Sunday night show to be at 8 o'clock Central Time every Sunday night, to be a time where you can grab a cup of coffee, you can grab a soda and maybe a Twinkie, and sit back and take something in for you, something in that you can use for yourself. And that's my hope and my dreams, that I believe you deserve that. And if you put your time into this, I promise you, I will invest in you something valuable in the next few minutes that you can actually use throughout your week next week. Now, do me a favor, if you would, grab an ink pen and a notebook. We may actually say something here that you're going to want to jot down. And it's going to be an exciting 50-some minutes that we have left to go. And immediately following after this show is over, when it closes out at 9 o'clock Central Time, it will eventually, the next day or two, go into the podcast world. And I don't know, Doug, how that works. You're the genius on that, but it's going to go completely into an archive place where you can literally just download and listen. And I want to let you know that I checked out so many different radio networks that I had the possibility of becoming a show host on. And there was always something that didn't feel right. There was always something that wasn't gelling right with my spirit, with who I am, even though there's all kinds of different people that have hosts on this BBS radio network. I believe a senator is on prior to my show on Sunday nights, every other Sunday night, political commentary and things of that order. We don't endorse them or, you know, that thing, but It's the fact the people that run this program are just good, honest people, full of integrity, and they care about the people. And that's what I love about this. And it's literally going to be on this show, will be on, I think, over 110, maybe more than that, different podcast networks in the next couple of days all around the world, with millions and millions and millions of people that could potentially tap into the program and listen to it. So if you know of somebody that may want to listen, that may be able to benefit, I would love and I would appreciate you passing that word on to them. That'd be great. Looks like we have somebody that has called in, and I'm up for it. Doug, if you want to just patch in somebody from Austin, Texas, and I believe it's Kayla or Layla. I'm not for sure which one it is, and maybe Layla. Doug, let's see what Layla from Austin, Texas has to say this evening as we start the show off.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Kayla.
Kayla, awesome. Kayla, yes. I have your book right here in front of me. How are you doing from Austin, Texas?
Doing very well, very well. Just loving listening to your program, and I'm so proud that you've been able to get this going, and what a wonderful service you'll be doing for so many people, lives you'll be touching you don't even know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I met Kayla and John at the conferences the last couple times we've been doing around Texas, and I have just fallen in love with this couple. And the neat thing about Kayla, and I'll let you tell me what's happening in your world, is a book and a series of books that you have written, and I believe, if I'm exaggerating, let me exaggerate, that you are an Amazon bestseller from these series of books that's on Amazon right now that they can buy. Kayla, tell me, if you have to, in a nutshell, if I'm a parent and I have a child that's 3, 4, 5 years old, how do I explain to them what's going on in this world with all the abuse and the trauma, with all the violations that's happening with our children? How do I talk to children like that? How do I explain to them as a parent? And would you happen to have something that I could get a hold of to be able to help out as a parent?
Yes, I have been working with therapists for several years now, probably since 2015. And through their efforts and partnerships, I've created several books. The first one I made was at their request, and it was for 3 to 8-year-olds, and it's on body boundaries and sexual abuse prevention. Because they said they had, the books they had were either scary, they named the perpetrator, they couldn't relate to them, and it just was not on their level. So with their assistance, then I created, the first book is My Body's Mine, and it's a book on body boundaries and sexual abuse prevention. The different thing about my books is that it has 3 parts to it. It has a empowering first-person poem, and then it has parent strategies, and then it has questions to ask the child. And, Greg, you know, when you ask that, the thing is parents don't talk to children about body boundaries or sexual abuse prevention because they don't know what to say, They're very intimidated by this subject. And the 2 things that I'd really like to say is that take the stress off. You don't have to know everything. And you don't have to try and get it all in at one time. It's a process, and it's a lifelong conversation. And that the parent is a resource, not an expert.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait. Repeat that line again, because that's important. The parent is a resource and not...
Not an expert.
Not an expert. Awesome.
Right.
So we're just to be the funnel of the information.
We have to be willing to listen. Mm. We have to be willing to, you know, entertain the conversation so that we take it out of the darkness and we shed light. You know, you can't make anything darker. You can only withdraw light.
Right. Wow.
And so this is shedding light on the subject and to normalize it so that the child is comfortable in coming to their parent for anything that they need to say, because they can trust their parent. On my website, I've got stress-free strategies and for starting hard conversations. And that's really what it's about, is that the parent needs just to be able to be willing to open the conversation. And again, with this book, I've had children talk for the first time about abuse, because they have said, the poem reads, my body's mine from neck to knee, and nobody's free to be touching me. I mean, it's very rhythmic, and so it's very easy for them to remember and rhyme and read. And yeah. It helps them get that self-confidence, because my goal is to empower children and educate adults.
You know, as you look through this book, and this book will last a long time. Number one, it is great quality. I applaud you on whoever your publisher is. It's just wonderful, the illustrations. And there wouldn't be a child of that age group that wouldn't love to have this story read to them just from the illustrations. It's beautiful. And if you pick this up probably just off the shelf and not look at the front and the very back, you're missing the meat on the bones, right? Because the story is for the child. But to me, the thing that makes this is this something that you ought to go out and buy tomorrow if you're a parent is the discussion tools that you have in the back for the parent, which is perfect.
And absolutely. And that's what, again, like you said, that's what makes this difference, is because in the back of it, because this, it has in there the timing of when to talk to a child, place, attitude, openness, and ongoing. Those are the sections that the therapists have said that parents need to understand and to work with their child. And then it has questions, because I have had so many parents say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to say something that's going to ask them to make leading questions, and I don't know what to say. So I have a list of questions that has been worked with the therapist that they're open-ended, and they're easily answered. And, you know, parents need to ask more questions than make statements.
What's the damage, Kayla, if a parent goes, you know, I don't feel comfortable with this, I'm just not going to do it? What's the harm in that? We'll let the teachers do it. We'll let somebody else do it. What damage can that be overall for the child if they decide to ignore this topic that is on the front page of the newspapers every day? What's the damage in that?
Someone is going to talk to their child about sex. Yeah. Someone's going to. And it's the parent's opportunity to be an advocate for their child, because if they don't talk to them, somebody else is. And a perpetrator is going to try, and they will groom the parent first and then get the child. And if the child does not have the tools to be able to know this is not a safe adult, one of the things in the book that it really says is that a yucky feeling is good to know, which means that that is your intuition. The yucky feeling is good to know, because too often parents dismiss their parents. No, you need to go, you know, hug Uncle Joe, or let, you know, the friend, you know, oh, he's a good guy. No, the child knows instinctively that there's an issue, but the parent pushes past it. And so if the parent does not talk to the child about trust your intuition, you know, no one's free to be touching me, you know, a kiss on the cheek is okay if I say for the child. So the second grade is the average age that a child is going to have a pornographic experience. Now, that's because...
Whoa, Nellie. Second grade is the average of somebody having a pornographic experience or seeing porno?
That's the current statistics, because a parent can only be, you know, they can only control what's as far as in their home. But let me back up. Control's a myth.
Yeah.
Control is a myth. Right. But they can be the best gatekeepers. They can be the best as far as quote, quote, protecting their child. But the child is going to go to a friend's house, and the friend is going to have older siblings, and right. there's going to be some slip-up with someone that they're going to see some, and you can't unsee something.
You know, I remember, Carrie, as, and this is something that I've never written in a book, and I don't think I've even talked about this when I'm out speaking. I've never hit this subject, but this reminded me, when was my first image that I remember seeing? I remember walking into my brother's room, and every wall, every inch of the ceiling, everywhere around his room was Playboy centerfold pictures taped to the wall. You couldn't see the paint. That was his wallpaper. And I'm starting to wonder, as I look at this and I start investigating my own childhood, what parent in their right mind will allow a teenage boy to have naked pictures all over their walls? And I would see that every day. And I don't even remember the impact, but that had to make an impact on my little mind, let alone my mind now at 56 years old. But children are exposed to so much. And, you know, Kayla, the parents need these books. And I'm going to put you on the spot in front of millions of people here. Would you be a guest on one of my shows where we can just spend a complete hour talking about what you're doing?
I would be honored, Greg, because this is a mission, and this is something that for all of us to work together on. Yeah. We have to take the shame out of the fear, and we have to really protect our children, because it's so rampant now.
Yeah.
And I would be honored to, absolutely.
Well, we're going to do that, Kayla. I'm coming up on a break, but I tell you what if somebody wants to get a hold of you or get on Amazon right now and look at these books to see if they can start, let's just take it to the back number one on that list of Amazon. How would they find these books to be able to purchase?
My website is www.candokidsseries.com.
Okay.
And you can put in the Can Do Kids series. There's a lot of Can Do Kids, but it's the series that kind of steps it apart.
Okay.
And it's under Kayla J W Marnach, Marnach.
Well, fantastic, Kayla. I appreciate you so much. Mm-hmm. It is an honor to have you on my first show, and to tell your husband that I can't wait to see him again and visit with him a little bit. But I appreciate your work, and may God bless you as you try make an impact in this world and the opportunity to change children's lives. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, because the book is titled My Body's Mine.
Yeah.
And, that's what we need to let these kiddos know.
Yeah, this is the best book. You have a lot more in the series, but I recommend, from at least my perspective, this is a book that every parent needs to have in their home. So I appreciate you calling in. We will talk very soon, and you will be an hour-long guest on a show in the next few weeks. I appreciate it, Kayla.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Greg. You're doing great work.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay,
yes,
we'll
sir.
Take a break. Doug, if you want to take us into the first station break, and we're going to come back here just shortly to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books a Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
I tell you what, Doug, I want to go out and buy my own book. That's just awesome. Thank you for that commercial, and I appreciate that. And that's where I think when Doug was mentioning that in the ad for the book, the damage obviously was the abuse that my father put me through for all those years as a child. But the damage that was the hardest to overcome as an adult was to let the news out, was to tell somebody, was to be able to trust people with the story. And let me tell you, I can't say it enough that it's important that you get the story out. That's why I titled this show Breaking the Silence. I will do anything that I can. If you want to call me, and there's going to be the numbers later on in the show that Doug on the way out is going to tell you that you can call and talk to me. But I want to give you that opportunity to have your own story told, whether it's just on paper for you alone or to a trusted friend or to somebody that just wants to listen to you anonymously. But it's important. That's when healing started beginning in my life, is when I finally broke my own personal silence. I think we have Carrie is on the phone. Carrie Sipe from in one of the Carolinas. I think you are in South Carolina. And Carrie, are you there?
I'm here, Greg. Can you hear me?
How are you, my friend?
I am so excited for you. I'm doing well. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we have a really great ACES Connection community. And I'm just so excited for you about this show. And boy, did I really love hearing the guest who was just on, your first caller, Kayla. Catchy book. I love everything she said. That was remarkable. I want her to write for ACES Connection, and we need to have her books on there if we don't have it yet.
We'll connect the two of you. That'd be awesome. You know, Kayla.
Yeah.
Carrie, tell me what ACES Connection's all about, because a lot of people that are listening in tonight, because we haven't even had a premiere show on ACES itself. But in a nutshell, like I'm a third grader, explain to me what ACES Connection is all about in the trauma world of children being abused, and what is on the cutting edge of what's going on with ACES right now.
Sure. Well, ACES Connection is the social network for the ACES movement. And for people who don't know what ACEs are, ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences or Toxic Childhood Stress, the toxic childhood stress that comes from adverse childhood experiences. And to finish up the answer to this question, ACEs Connection is a social network, and we connect people who are putting trauma-informed and resilience-building practices that are based on ACEs science into their communities. And we are a worldwide network with more than 35,000 members.
Wow.
Many, many who are physicians, who are nurses, teachers, people in the justice system, law enforcement, social workers, people with lived experiences, writers, we have just policy makers. It's a wide variety of different professions who are members of ACES Connection. I'm sorry, my assistant is barking. I have a small dog.
Carrie, do you...
My office mate decides right now to bark, but...
You're fine. The people that's on this network, do you feel are some of the most educated and renowned people in this area that you can actually have contact with and read about their research and their own publications and their own conferences that they're doing and just... free resources you can get on and just find everything. I personally think it's some of the best people in the world that has this knowledge that's on this network. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. We are the Library of Congress, the Wikipedia, the Facebook of ACES Science. And we hold the depth of the different studies that have been done that followed the original study that was published by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente in 1998. And that was the first study that truly tied together the consequences of adverse childhood experiences. And the adverse childhood experiences that were first studied included physical, sexual, and verbal abuse, physical and emotional neglect, having a family member who is depressed or diagnosed with other mental illnesses, having a family member who's addicted to alcohol or another substance, or having a family member who's in prison, also witnessing the mother being abused or losing a parent to separation, divorce, or for another reason. And the two brilliant physicians who came up with the ACES study put these 10 different questions into a huge survey that was taken by more than 17,000 people who were members of the Kaiser Permanente. They had Kaiser Permanente insurance, so they were mostly white, mostly middle class, mostly college-educated people. And when they found out one of the physicians said he sat there and wept. He could not help but weep when he read the results. But we know that ACEs are common, that nearly two-thirds of adults have at least one, and that they cause adult onset of chronic disease, such as cancer and heart disease, mental illness, violence, and being a victim of violence. So, you know, when we're sitting here looking at our quote-unquote healthcare system, that's really a system of taking care of people who are sick, the root cause of almost all illness and a society's most intractable problems is childhood toxic stress.
I believe that. I honestly believe that.
Well, I mean, you're living proof, Greg. I mean,
you
had
too.
A heart valve. Yes. I mean, that you and I are survivors of so much. You know, my score is 8. I'm not sure what your score is.
I was
but
8.
We know
I had 8.
That. Yeah. Okay, well, so we're a couple of 8s, and that's pretty wild because, we know that if you have one, you're more likely to have another one. There's an 87% chance that if you have one 8, you're going to have two or more. And that the more you have, the greater the risk for the chronic disease, mental illness, violence, and being a victim of violence. And people who have, a score of 4 are twice as likely to be smokers, 7 times more likely to be alcoholics. And if you have an ACE score of 4, it increases your risk of emphysema or chronic bronchitis by 400%. And your risk of attempting suicide by 1,200%. And
that is
it's phenomenal. Well, I mean, when you look at the prison population, we know that people with high ACE scores are more likely to be violent. They're going to have more marriages, check, more broken bones, more drug prescriptions, more depression, more autoimmune diseases. And this is the kicker for you and me because, you know, we're not spring chickens anymore. But that we're not, but it's okay. I mean, we're resilient, and we're doing this work, and this is going to keep us young. But that people with an ACE score of 6 or more are at risk of having their lifespan shortened by 20 years. And so I don't know if this is happening to you, but many of my friends I've been in recovery for many, many years, and in programs for people who grew up in addiction. And people who want to stop addictive behaviors. And my friends in recovery are starting to go. And people in recovery, I ask sometimes, you know, how many of you experience when I'm in a meeting, childhood trauma, and, you know, 90% of the hands go up. So, my contemporaries are suffering autoimmune disorders, inflammatory diseases, and they are dying in their 50s and 60s. And it's heartbreaking, but that's,
you know, Carrie,
that's
I was talking to some of the Texas teachers in several of these conferences, and I start giving now the ACEs test to these teachers. And the last two conferences I did that at, the first one that I did it at, got up in the middle of the conference of the session and ran out crying, because it opens up so many wounds. Come to find out, she had been sexually assaulted a couple weeks prior to the conference, but it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
But I have not given that ACE test to a group of people without having at least one or two have a score of 10. And it's unbelievable. And these are teachers that are hearing this information possibly for the first time. And we need help. We need this education. And that's why I really, really, really am going to beg that if you have an hour one Sunday night to jump online with me, I want to just break this open and put a spotlight on it and try to teach
Let's
as many
do it.
People as we can with your wisdom. And do a whole program just on ACEs. And if you would come and do a show with me on that, I would love that.
And, you know, I am in your corner. I am your one of your cheerleaders. It just warms my heart to no great end that, you know, that I played a role in connecting you with your publisher.
You
and
did.
Helping get the book out there, introducing you to those guys so that you are now on the speaker circuit. And I know you were as stunned as I am when you go to these wonderful U.S. Journal training conferences and there are 300 or 400 or 500 addiction specialists and trauma.
Yeah.
And many of these people have never heard of the ACEs. And truly, I think that a lot of people haven't heard of it because, A, it's sad. I mean, it's hard to hear about this. But the truth is that learning about this and applying what we know, because when I first learned about the ACEs study, it was the year 2000, and I did not, as big a science nerd as I am, at that time, the news about neuroplasticity in the brain and our being able to recover from trauma and resilience science was not there. I mean, I didn't start seeing that until 4 or 5 years later. And that's when I pulled the ACEs study back out and started writing more about it. Because I wrote a book, HCI Health Communications published a book that I wrote on disrupting the cycles of addiction and abuse because I did not want that to happen to my children. But truly, there are the thing I love about ACEs Connection is not only do we have the truth, scientifically backed, peer-reviewed journal articles, articles picked up from the New York Times, the New York Times, Washington Post. All manner of different, LA Times, newspapers all over the world, and science journals. But we also have posts from people with lived experiences, and we have webinars on different topics. We really are, as I said, the Wikipedia and the Library of Congress for all things ACEs. And there's so much good news out there. There is
Carrie, the other day I joined a week-long webinar by Yaila, I believe. I'm probably going to get this wrong.
Yeah.
I listened to every one of those free of charge. Some of the best people. Matter of fact, I think the president of ACES Connection was on there. Jane, I believe is her name.
Jane,
I listened to every one of those shows free of charge. And it was absolutely the most informative information that I had, and it didn't cost me a penny, and I got that right off ACES Connection. And we're getting ready to come up on another break, but so they can contact ACES Connection. They just get on and type acesconnection.com. Is that the best way to find
Absolutely.
Out this wonderful resource?
It is. I can type in acesconnection.com, and the website features blogs, but if you look down the right-hand side, you'll find the resources section. You can learn about starting your own ACES Connection community. You can find people in your area who are working to embed and embody trauma-informed principles across all sectors. Are we going to get to talk a little bit more or tonight, or do you have another?
No, we're going to have you back on the show. I'm coming up on a break, okay. And then I have one more person that's
okay.
called in. But
okay.
I'll tell you what, Carrie. Yeah, well, matter of fact, I have a Baylor College of Medicine a tab or group in ACES Connection, so people can actually get on there and join that one too. Thank you for calling
That's
in tonight,
right.
Carrie. You are just
so
a wonderful person, and I thank you so much for getting me with the right connections and introducing me
That's
to a wonderful world of ACES Connection. They are wonderful people.
ACES Connectors. Okay, Greg, good luck. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Carrie. We'll be talking soon, and we'll get you on the show in the next few weeks.
Good deal. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening in. We have one more segment coming up, so we don't want you to miss that. And I'm going to try to also, before we close out today, I'm going to give you 5 keys to reducing stress and anxiety that overwhelm you in life. So get your notebooks and your pens out, but we'll be right back right after this break. Doug?
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
I tell you what, our band is playing the same music this evening for that. Thank you for joining us again to Breaking the Silence. And we have some callers, but I want to tell you what, that this next person that's on the line is Dr. Lauren Pitts. And Dr. Pitts, are you able to hear me right now? Are you there?
I can hear you just fine, Dr. Greg. How are you this evening?
Well, I am doing wonderful. And I just want to... say howdy do that we're going to be on your show, I think this Thursday, right? I'm on your house talk.
Yes. I'm so
tell me about what you're
this.
Doing for all the people that's out there listening that may not know how to listen to one of the best radio shows out there. How do we hear about you, doctor? And tell us a little bit about yourself. I thank you for calling.
Okay. So first and foremost, House Talk with Dr. Lauren D. Pitts currently airs on Thursday nights live on Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. The September 5th show is going to end our Summer 2019 Madness series, and then we will actually be switching to Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. we're going to be switching to Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. I hadn't had a chance to talk to you about that yet, but we're going to do that. And total transparency on that. Everybody's laughing at me. They're like, Dr. Fitch, why did you decide to change the show? Because I'm a diehard football fan.
Oh, they have Thursday night football. Okay, yes. I know your priorities.
Yes, right. And I love my Dallas Cowboys. And even though we only play, you know, we have a Thursday night game during preseason and one during the regular season, football really is one of my healthy outlets. I love
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Did you say Dallas Cowboys? I'm sorry, Houston. Houston, no. Texas are the way to go. Sorry, we're going to I'm going to disconnect you. Thanks for calling. Okay, we'll let you have a difference of opinion, but I want to just say Houston Texans. Okay, go ahead, Doctor.
Yes, but you know what? It's funny that we're clowning about this because we shoot it out next week. We actually play each other in the preseason, and they're already giving a lot of hype to the shootout. You know, to determine the premier team in Texas next week. So super duper excited about that. So we'll be able to chop that up a little bit. But I am, at least for football season, changing the show to Wednesday nights. And it'll all depend on the ratings and see how things go. But House Talk with Dr. Lauren D. Pitts is all about, I believe it was your first caller who talked about how important it is for parents to have the hard conversations.
Yeah.
And that's what House Talk really is all about. It's not just about parents having the hard conversations. It's about all of us having the hard conversations, those conversations that are necessary in order for us to be healthier individually and within our relationships, our households, and ultimately our communities. So just, you know, so you've been on several times. We love you on House Talk, stirring the pot and really just getting up close and personal and putting those topics out there that oftentimes people shy away from and they don't want to have those discussions.
And now tell me, Dr. Pitts, because I want everybody to listen into the show Thursday nights because it's just going to be awesome. This is Thursday night this coming week, so make sure you join us on that with Dr. Lauren Pitts, House Talk. And you just basically can put it in the webpage, into the web browser, House Talk with Dr. Pitts, and it comes right up. Join us for that. Yeah. But I understand, and we have been talking in the past, and I only have a few minutes, but you have a book. Mm-hmm. Has that book been released yet? Has it come out?
It has been released. Yep, it has come out. It is The Queen Within, Becoming the Woman God Intended.
Becoming the Woman That God Intended. Okay, that sounds interesting. What's it about?
It's my life's journey. It's my autobiography. It really is my story about my struggles. You talked about ACEs. My ACE score was 8. And it's interesting because at the time I wrote the book, didn't know anything about ACEs. But realizing now that my entire autobiography is just laden with how ACEs impacted my life and how it trickled over into adulthood and really transformed me into the woman that I am today. But there was a tremendous amount of heartbreak and suffering and pain and failure that were on, you know, the back end of the successes that I'm having today and the favor of God that I'm currently experiencing in my life. And I wrote it because, for me, I was faced with so many obstacles, Dr. Greg. I mean, childhood illness, of course, not knowing that ACEs was playing a part, and being a cancer survivor and abuse and so much maltreatment throughout the course of my life, very suicidal in my younger years up till mid-20s, and realizing that I was too stubborn to die and I was too stubborn to lose. And I wanted to turn the adversities of my life into opportunities for other people.
Oh, that I love was, that.
Yeah, you know,
that's
that
what
for me was my way of slapping the devil in the face and saying, you know what, I refuse to be defeated. I feel like every time I take everything that I've been through and that resilience that your second caller spoke about, every time I walk in the fullness of the resilience that God has blessed me with, it positions me to be able to be a blessing to other people. Because as you know, and so many of us that have been impacted by ACEs know, some people aren't as resilient as we are, and there are a number of people that commit suicide and have a plethora of mental illnesses and medical ailments because of how ACEs have impacted their lives. And for me, I said, you know, even before I knew what ACEs was, I just somehow felt like in order for me to truly win, I had to use everything that happened as a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. And that's what it's all about.
That is good. I may steal that quote for the next book. That's awesome. You know, do you remember the first time that we spoke and I mentioned to you, I have just came across a thing called ACEs and it's changed my life.
Yeah.
And we talked about that on the phone, I remember a year or so ago. And you said, I never heard of that. And it's amazing. The people that's even like at Baylor College of Medicine that haven't heard some of the most renowned doctors in the world haven't heard about this important topic because, like Carrie said earlier, almost everybody has at least one. And I think those numbers are even going to grow even more so as this information comes out. And they're starting to change that ACEs study a little bit to include bullying, include racism. Include a lot of the stuff that what our society has unfortunately turned into in the last several years since that original study came out. So if I want to, if people on this listening tonight want to get this book, how do we get a hold of that, Doctor?
So they can just go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iTunes, Google Play, or my website, which is www.drlaurendpitts.com. Just put in The Queen Within, and it'll come up. It's by Lauren D. Pitts. And I believe that it is a transformational read. I believe that it is virtually impossible for anyone, man, woman, or child, young or old, to read my autobiography and to not be transformed. I really think that people will be blessed by it. I believe that people will be encouraged by it. And I believe and you spoke at the very beginning of the show, it's about hope. It's about hope and help and education and empowerment to help people realize that they really do have the strength inside to not only overcome ACEs, but to conquer demons. You know, we talked about substance use and abuse and what have you, and just to win. I believe that my autobiography is, it's a way to help people win. I really didn't believe that.
Well, here's a promise to you. I am going to buy that book just as soon as I click off tonight, and I'm going to have it read before I get on your show Tuesday night, and we'll talk a little bit before the show about how I enjoyed it, because it's going to make a lot of difference in so many people's lives. And I appreciate you calling in tonight. And I will, if it's if you agree, have you on our show for an hour long, too, to talk about this book, to talk about your life and your own work in therapy and counseling that you do every day of the week. And we'll talk about all kinds of subjects that the people need to hear about. If you don't mind, I'd love to have you on.
And I would love to be on. It would be an honor and a privilege, Dr. Greg, anytime. You know I'm here for you. Anything you
fantastic.
Need.
And I will be with you Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And then I will be cheering against you when the Dallas Cowboys take on the Houston Texans in the few weeks coming
next
up.
Week?
And we may put a little side wager on that one just for fun.
You're right. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank
so
you,
much,
Dr. Pitts, for calling in. God bless you, and I'll talk to you Thursday night.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You know, I'll tell you what, we have only a few minutes left in here. I was afraid that we wouldn't be able to fill this hour up. But I don't know what you think about all this tonight, but all I know is because of me breaking my own personal silence in my own life, I have become friends with some of the most wonderful people around the country that have gone through similar experiences, that have done what Dr. Pitts just mentioned so eloquently, turned those trauma events into stepping stones, not stumbling blocks, and to make you closer with your maker and to be able to find hope in what this life always has is hope. I want to just give you something as we close out this evening for the next few minutes. So if you have an ink pen, you may want to write these five keys to be able to help you reduce stress in your life, anxiety that could just be overwhelming you. And we have so much stuff going on. And I want to be honest with you. I have a computer on my right. I have my cell phone next to it. I have my TV on, and it's playing Card Sharks right now, above all of that. And then I have my iPad to the left. And this world is just bombarding us with stress. How do I reduce it? So here's five keys I want you to write down and maybe take out with you this week and just be able to apply them to your life. Number one, I want you to focus on this week on what you know is true, not what you feel is true. Now, by meaning that, so many people lower their heads and they go, oh, everything's just terrible in my life. There's just no way I can handle what I'm going to have to go through this week. Or they say things like, my life's just completely out of control. Or I'm dead if this just keeps up. Whoa, stop for a second. Full stop. Put the brakes on. Whoa, Nelly, that horse down. Because what you feel is true, I want to let you know, is not true. Everything's not bad. Go look in the mirror. That I have problems looking at myself in the mirror. But go in the mirror and look at what's looking back at you. That stuff that may have happened in the past, it's not your reality today. Everything is not out of control. You hang in there. When you're overwhelmed, focus on what you know is true, not what you feel is true. Because let me tell you, emotions will lie to you. They will lie to you every day of the week. Your emotions don't tell you the truth. Number two. Get a few quick, small wins this week. No matter what's going on, maybe it's a little project you have at work that you have to get done. Maybe it's just an email that you've been putting off. Maybe it's a tough conversation that you want to that you've kind of put off and didn't want to do. But just clear off a corner of your desk. Clear out your emails. Do something to be able to get a quick win to make something positive in your life. And each time you start finishing those little projects, you start feeling better about winning overall. So when you feel like you're not winning in life, go for a quick, small win. Sometimes that's what you need to keep moving towards a bigger win in your life. Number three, write this down. Call it a day. When you're anxious, when you're stressed, and I had this last week. Several things happened at the office. It's like I wanted to jump out the window, but thank goodness on the 10th floor they didn't have a window at the office that would open that high. We get tricked into thinking that the best thing we can do is do more. No. Every now and then, you just have to say, stop, I'm calling it a day. Take care of yourself, go for a walk, turn on the radio, get in your car and just blast it and sing country music or whatever you want to listen to on the way home and just take a break from all the world. Occasionally, the best thing that you can do in life is to give yourself a break. The more driven you are, the more true that is. So make sure you allow yourself a break. That give you a break. That reminds me, I need a Kit Kat bark real quick. Number four, start thinking in categories. Quick little wins, calling it a day, not getting overwhelmed for too long, but start thinking in categories, designing yourself for the present and your future, not just more of what you can do on this day, but no one lives an exceptional life if everything's an exception. That's how you got stressed out in the first place. So try to just break it off into categories and do one-on-ones or whatever that'll help you handle the stress that you're dealing with. And one more before we go. Manage your energy, not just your time. Manage your energy, not just your time. One of the biggest shifts for me occurred when I realized that, like every other human being, my energy starts dwelling and fading away as the day goes on. And the key to life and the potential is this: do what you're best at when you're at your best. I want to thank you so much for listening in to Breaking the Silence tonight, our first show. But I just want to remind you, be gentle to yourself, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're involved in right now. Huddle up and listen to this. No matter what you're going through, what you're handling right now in life, three words for you. There is hope. There's hope. If you need to talk to somebody, if you want to email me, if you want to call as we close out, Doug's going to give you all that information. Join us next week right here, 8 p.m. Central, for another edition. I want to thank you for joining us tonight for another edition of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. God bless you. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.